This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The quietly widening gap between the U.S. economy and the economies of other Western democracies is becoming harder to ignore. That's because the central banks who manage their respective economies are moving in opposite directions. The European Central Bank cut rates for the fifth consecutive time, citing economic weakness. Just the day before, its U.S. counterpart, the Federal Reserve, left interest rates unchanged. There's a concept used in monetary policy, the neutral interest rate, the rate that neither stimulates or restricts the economy. The Fed thinks that's about where we are right now. The Europeans are still lowering rates to find it. That's a pretty big difference between economies that used to be on the same page. Before we stick our chests out to boast over this, we should remember one thing. Congress and the president have poured trillions of debt-financed government spending into our economy, so it's less surprising that we're surging ahead. Yet the dynamism of the American economy since COVID has clearly opened up some space between the big economies around the world. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.